It was 245 years ago when a young gentleman and his dog by the name of Doctor left Norwich for a grand tour across Europe. His name was John Paterson, and he went on to become a great Norfolk character and an MP. Now, John led quite a life, and we can read all about his adventures in his own words, thanks to the letters he sent and received during his travels across a very different Europe to the one we know today. Somehow, these fascinating letters have survived over the decades, and they, more than 80 of them, and the story of his life, were published in a book by Norfolk Records Society, which is now available for EDP and EN readers at a reduced price. At the age of 12, John, who was born in 1755, had been sent to Leipzig, where he stayed for 3 years in preparation for taking his place in an international textile business, which Norwich was famous for. He spoke German and French, and when he was 22, he engaged a servant in Rotterdam and went off on his travels through the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Sicily and Italy with a detour to Malta before returning through France and Belgium 18 months later. Now, grand tours are often associated with the sons of the aristocracy, but this venture could also be enjoyed by wealthy commercial families, such as the Patersons of Norwich, highly successful master weavers on the cusp of wealth and leisure. John's journey was a business trip as well as an educational experience. He travelled with and met some fascinating folk. He wrote to his mother, Martha, at their Surrey Street mansion in Norwich, and younger brother Harry, his friend William Herring, and his cousin Elizabeth Fromantiel. His letters paint a vivid picture of a Europe where Germany and Italy were still patchworks of principalities, dukedoms, and other jurisdictions. And Martha wrote back, telling him what was going on among the wealthy and wise in Norfolk and Norwich, assize week, entertainment, socialising, cards and politics. Well, John stayed in some rough old places, including one where he wrote about his dog Doctor, with great contempt, who turned up his leg against the wall. Mind you, he gives a wonderful account of being carried on a chair across the Alps at Mont Cenis to arrive in Italy. On his return, he married Elizabeth Staniforth in 1781, described as an heiress on their monument in St. Peter Mancroft Church, and launched himself into public life, serving as sheriff, mayor, MP for Minehead and then Norwich, and as an officer with the Norwich Volunteers. He lived life to the full, was involved in many businesses, and was reported to have been the first in the city to drive his own private chariot. By 1819, thanks to his high spending, he was running out of money and had to sell his estates at Colney and Borborough, his paintings and the family home, Surrey Street House in the city, which was bought by Samuel Bignold, and that became the HQ of Norwich Union, known as Bignold House. He had also been president of the Norwich Union Life Assurance Company, but then accepted £50 a year from the corporation as a grant to a decayed alderman. His son, John Staniforth, took over the brewing side of his business, and the name lived on at the Stewart and Paterson Brewery. Well, John spent the last years of his life in a small house in Bishopgate, next to St. Helen's Vicarage, where his youngest son resided as chaplain to the great hospital. He died in 1833.